Bikurim Yerushalmi corresponding to Talmud Bavli Daf Lamed Gimel. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Amud Beis, the beginning of the new perek, the last perek in Bikurim, Ketzad Mafishim. Ketzad Mafishim is a Bikurim. Yoredam Mesech Sadeyu, Veroya Te'ina Shebikra, Eshkol Shebikra, Rimon Shebikra, Koshran Begemi, Va'ime Hari Elu, Bikurim. The Mishnah asks, how does one separate Bikurim? A man descends to his field, and he sees a fig that Bikra was first developed, a grape cluster that Bikra, or a pomegranate that Bikra, he ties a reed around it and says, these are Bikurim. Rabbi Shimon says, even so, he returns and calls them Bikurim again after they are detached from the ground. The Gemara says, Ketzad Mafishin es Bikurim, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, how does one separate Bikurim, etc. Al Daite Rabbi Shimon Lekar Shein Metolosh Lekitre Ein Medamin Ein Chayim Aleihem Chayim Mishve Ein Leken Aleihem Kutz Lachayma. According to Rabbi Shimon, if one did not return and call them Bikurim when they're detached, they did not become Kadosh. They are not Medamim, means they don't forbid a mixture with Chulin, and Unkain is not liable a Chaymish for them, and one does not receive lashes for eating them outside the walls of Yerushalayim. My time to Rabbanon, what is Rabbanon's source? Ba'ata inei hevesi efreshis pri ha'adoma v'sha'as ha'var pri ha'v'sha'as ha'frosha afilu v'isa afilu v'hagim. The answer is, we quote from the Pasuk in Dvarim Pek Kofrov, Pasuk Yud, and now behold I have brought from the beginnings of the fruits of the ground. And we learn from there, at the time of bringing it must be a finished fruit, at the time of separation it can even be unripe grapes or unripe figs. Adat Reb Shimon, Ma b'shas havo'o pri af b'shas hafrosha pri. According to Reb Shimon, just like at the time of bringing, it must be a finished fruit. Also at the time of separation, it must be a fruit. Reb Zeira asked, according to Reb Shimon, which is that only detached Bikurim akodesh, Bikurim on a branch, if you grafted it onto a tree and it blossomed, this new chanata permits the mevatel the kedusha of the Bikurim, because they are considered attached. Tani habikurim echad mishishim, reishis hagez echad mishishim, truma tmeya echad mishishim. The Bais says, midrabanan, the shear for bikurim is one part in 60. Reishis hagez, the first shearing, is one part in 60. Tami truma is one part in 60. There's only one part in 60 if considered stingy, but if it's tami and the kohen cannot eat it, then it's ideal to do it that way. Tani Rabbi Shmuel Habikurim Echad Mishishim Peah Echad Mishishim Rishis Hagev Echad Mishishim Truma Tmeya Echad Mishishim Truma She'ein HaKehanim Makpidim Alaya Echad Mishishim. The Bais says from Rabbi Shmuel that Bikurim are one part in 60, Peah is one part in 60, the first shearing is one part in 60, Tami Truma is one part in 60, Truma, our species of Kehanim are not particular about, is one part in 60. Ma Islach Going Chumas, Hakulusin, Baharuvim, Vasa'irim, Sheba Adon. What do you have that they are not particular about? What would be such examples? Truma of Kilusin, which is a legume, carobs, and barley in Edom. The next mission says, Ketzad Ma'amis of Bikurim, Kala Yois, Shemaman, Ma'amad, Miskansos, Li'iroi, Shel Ma'amad, Velonim, Bochiv, Shal Ir, Vrei Hayu, Nechnosim, Labatim. Mishnah says, how does one bring Bikurim up to Yerushalayim? All the cities in the Ma'amad, which is Yisrael, were divided into 24 Ma'amadis, and they alternated sending messengers to the Mikdash to oversee the Avodah. They all gathered to one city of the Ma'amad and spend the night in the streets, and they did not enter the houses. Early in the morning, the appointee of the Ma'amad tells them, arise, and we're going to ascend to Sion, to the house of Hashem our God. And the Gemara says, Kugoyin Yoyoyev Umakirov. The Gemara says that examples of Ma'amadot are the Mishma of Kehanim, Yoyoyev, and those associated with it. Ve'elinu Bebeis HaKnesses. Why do they spend the night in the street? They should lodge in the Beis HaKnesses. Tana Rabbi Chalafta Ben Shol, Mipnei Oyol Tumma. Rabbi Chalafta Ben Shol answered, it's due to concern for Oyol, means an Oyol over Tumma. V'derecha Yoyimim, Samachti Yoyimim Li Beis HaShem Neilich. On the way to Yerushalayim, they said the pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Kaf Beis, Pasuk Aleph, I have rejoiced, and they said to me, let's go to the house of Hashem. And then the next pasuk, when they arrived in Yerushalayim, they would say the pasuk of, our feet have stood at the gates of Yerushalayim. Ba'avayis hayo'imim, haluka halu keil b'kol tshoi v'chulei, ba'azor hayo'imim kon ha'shomet ha'aleanko, haluka. In Ha'avayis, they would say the pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Kufnun, pasuk Aleph, haluka, praise Hashem in his holy place. And when they got to the Azorah, they would say the pasuk, every soul should praise Hashem, haluka. We come now to the next Mishnah. Hakoivim mevi'im bikurim te'inim ve'anovim ve'achokoikim mevi'im kregus v'simukim. Those close to Yerushalayim bring bikurim of fresh figs and grapes. Those far bring dried figs and raisins. Ve'ashor ho'ilech lefneim v'karnav mitzupois zav v'atashor zayis v'roishoi v'chalil makel lefneim ad shehin megiim kov Yerushalayim. The ox goes in front of them, and its horns are covered with gold, and a crown of olive wood is on its head, and the flute plays in front of them until they get close to Yerushalayim. Higiu kov Yerushalayim, sholchu lefneihem v'itru es bikureihem. When they got close to Yerushalayim, they sent in front of them and crowned their bikurim. Hapochis haskanim v'givorim yodzim likrosam l'fikroid hanichnasim hayodzim. The leaders and officials of the kahanim and the givorim go out to greet them. According to the honor of those who enter, they go out. All the craftsmen in Yerushalayim would rise in front of them, greet them, and say, people of this place Pliny, even though they were from many cities, they were all from one region, your coming should be with Shalom. The Gemara says that, Heichan at Kadeshu Yochel Letroim Min Amufra. The Gemara asks, until where is called close? It's until one can bring from the choice the moist fruits, and they won't spoil. Pikesh lavid vela nema imhaisa ki'ilis maybe imhaisa besoris ena maybe. If you wanted to bring devela, which is a fig cake, if it was ki'ilis, which is a place of fine develas, then he may bring. If it's botsis, which is not so esteemed, then he may not bring. Shita shu makriv v'shita oila oshlamim. The Gemara asks, surely he offers the ox, either an oila or a shlamim. Rabbi Imi Omar Makri Shlamim. Rabbi Imi answers, he offers it as a shlamim. Rav Omar Mekitzin Bahen Samizbeach, and Rav answered that it's used for Kaitzim Mizbeach, which is oilos asivro, at times when the Mizbeach does not have any other commonwealth being bought. Mizbeach by Yochit and his Asav, they bought maybe Gedi, Ukarna, Bensufois, Kasev. Mizbeach said, if an individual is lazy and didn't come with his marmot, he cannot afford an ox with gold, and he brings a goat, and his horns are covered with silver. And a crown of olive wood was on his head, the Mishnah said, Shurimimin, Sheva, it's the best wood from the seven species. Hani, Mishahayla, Dikurim, Gregus, Hayimatron, Te'enim, Vesimukim, Hayimatron, Anovim. The Bible says, one who has dried figs, the Bikurim, he crowns them with fresh figs, raisins, he crowns them with grapes.